Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
And in peril, general assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kujubaka, always a delight to come your way with the very latest in the world of business. Government is rejecting suggestions that new legislative instrument on cement pricing is anti-business and will hurt a lot of manufacturing firms. It follows threats of job layoffs, cutting down on operations by cement manufacturers, and product shortage. This is coming at a time the legislative instrument, which is currently before Parliament, will become law in 17 parliamentary working days. Professor Alex Dodu is Director General of the Ghana Standards Authority.
In any market, investors come in when there's a good regulatory framework, not when there's a price disclosure mechanism. Price disclosure occurs in every country in the world, from the EU through the US. And I'm blessed, thanks to the good people of Ghana, to have worked across different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
Price disclosure. So why is it a problem in Ghana? Quite often, some players, not the mature players, when they are disclosing prices, what they disclose and what they actually sell, even on terms of volumes of what they produce, it's a problem. And we haven't come to the quality issues. Even the producers of substandard cements are selling at the same price.
Professor Alex Dodu is Director General of the Ghana Standards Authority, speaking there. To some other stories, currency analyst Courage Buti has urged the Bank of Ghana to continue with its communications on the exchange rate market to calm the market. He is of the view that the providing adequate information to the market could help fight speculative activities causing the cedi to depreciate. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Buti warned that speculative activities rise when vacuums are created.
Information, moral switching, like they've been doing. And you realize that the minister's last two press conferences has been quite forceful in arguing that we have the reserves. He's been forceful in outlining the expected sources of inflows in the coming months towards end of year. And he was appealing again, I think at the, was it over the weekend press conference or Monday press conference, to highlight the fact that Cocoa Board is negotiating a new syndication. World Bank would disburse some money, AFDB would disburse some money. And if you put all those together, we have a substantial inflow between now and end of the year. That is to assure the market that there is no need to panic. And he's tackling the issues of comments from...
Courage Buti is an economist and also a research lead at GCB Capital. The World Bank is set to release some $100 million to the Ghana Cocoa Board to support the production of cocoa beans. This was announced by the Chief Executive Officer of Cocoa Board, Joseph Boyin Edu. According to him, the funds is meant to rehabilitate some overaged cocoa farms across the country to boost cocoa production. Speaking to Joy Business after a visit to some farms in the northern part of the central region, Mr. Boyin Edu said a memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Cocoa Board, the African Development Bank and the World Bank to see the disbursement of these funds soon.
That's how per the new program under the new dispensation, as Nana Akufo-Addo this thing, we provide planting material, planting suckers are free for the farmers. And then we also support them in terms of labor to do the planting. And now extension people, you know, we've increased the extension staff number. You know, it used to be just 400. They are now about 2,000. So instead of 1:3,000 farmers, now you have 1:600 farmers. So what? Across the country. We used to be 1:3,000. FAO is 1:500. That's the standard. Now we've come to 1:600 under this government, which is very good. That's why, you know, the farmers are praising our extension officers, because now extension has come very close to the farmers.
Joseph Wainedu is the chief executive officer of Ghana Cocoa Board. To some other stories, former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe has praised the government for setting up a sinking fund to help manage the country's debt. Mr. Tekwe said the fund will allow the government to save money over time, which can be used to pay off bonds when they are due. He spoke in a media dialogue on Zoom.
By 2014, when we set up the sinking fund, we had the sinking fund bond, 3-year and 5-year, that were issued to pay off before we decided to spread it. And so if you take it from 2014 to 2017, you have 3 years, and there was no way we could have coughed up 750 million. We didn't wait for maturity. So by the time we're leaving office, the sinking fund had generated enough resources to take off $336 million. $200 million was actually used by the current government to take off the bond on maturity. And then we refinanced the remaining 200 with a well Bank 2015 bond. So there was a whole package of restructuring that took place.
Former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Newspapers have been a source of news in the country for many years. However, it appears the emergence of technology and social media have reduced the interest and purchase of newspapers. In today's Business Journal, we hit the streets of Accra to assess the state of patronage for newspapers. Enjoy.
Newspapers have been a trusted source of information across the globe. Many check the dailies for current happenings, analysis on social, political and economic issues, social and funeral announcements, job vacancies and more. In the past, people often stop by newspaper stands, read headlines and have conversations on some of the topical issues. Unfortunately, it appears this is not the situation anymore. The colonial masters introduced Ghanaians to newspapers in the 19th century. I had the opportunity to interact with two newspaper vendors, Francis, who usually hawks newspapers near the National Theatre on the Independence Avenue, and Auntie Rebecca. Auntie Becky tells us she has been selling newspapers since 1984.
We started 80s to 84. No?
I started selling newspapers in the 80s.
86.
Sales were booming in the early 80s to the early 2000s.
90 something. No?
Now sales are very bad.
10 years ago,
in Ghana, the Royal Gold Coast Gazette was the first newspaper to be published in April 1822 by Sir Charles McCarthy, the then governor. However, the first newspaper to be published by a Ghanaian is the Accra Herald. It was published by Charles Bannerman in 1858. It was also the first newspaper to be published by an African. Francis, who has been selling newspapers since the early 2000s, blames newspaper reviews on TV stations and radio stations and also on social media platforms for the low patronage.
Already, newspaper reviews are discussing the major topical issues as well as online portals.
Some newspapers also attribute the low patronage to the emergence of online news portals and social media. While some newspapers have slashed production by almost 60% due to the low patronage, the situation has caused others to completely fold up. Sofia Sarr, who prefers to get the latest news from online platforms, explains why she would not go to a newsstand.
Oh, media, I'm going online and come out for checking.
I'd rather visit online portals to check out major headlines. I think it's more convenient than visiting a newsstand.
You say easy, mommy.
Though Sefa, an entrepreneur, will prefer to stop by a newspaper stand, he is not interested in buying due to the same reason.
When was the last time you bought a newspaper?
I can't remember. Oh, any information that you need now, you can easily get it on the internet. So, usually, when I stand by the stands, I just want to see the interesting stories so that I can follow up on the internet and get any information that I wanted to get.
Auntie Becky and Francis lament the harsh effects of the economic situation.
The economy is tough.
I used to sell up to 40 papers a day.
This is what they do to survive since patronage has been low.
Now I sell some bolo and pure water just to keep up.
They sell me ton so bolo and pure water. Now I account.
With the insurgence of digital platforms and social media, it is unclear what the future of newspapers are. For Auntie Becky and Francis, they are not optimistic it may get any better. They fear the business of selling newspapers will soon close.
And that's today's Business Journal brought to us by my colleague Isaac Atasenyako there. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a lovely weekend. Game Plan is next.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Keep the frequency clear. 99.7.